The Beltrami County Historical Society is blending arts, culture, and history for their second annual melodrama fundraiser tomorrow night. This year, local actors are bringing two plays to the stage, one of which was written by Bemidji playwright Roy C. Booth. And here to catch us up on what's going to be going on actually tomorrow night and at the Historical Society these days is Executive Director Gary Rosman, and DJ Aarons might be joining us. We're not sure. So we'll just wait. There's a volume control right where this plugs in.
Hi, Katie.
Can you hear it now?
Thank you.
Excellent. Hi, Gary. So you've got your finger on the pulse of everything that's been going on at the Historical Society, and I know you've been celebrating the women's vote recently.
That's correct. 100th anniversary in
Minnesota. Yeah, so what's going on?
This is the second annual historical melodrama, or as we like to say, hysterical melodrama. I mean, or one can hope, at least. And it's just a fun way to raise some revenue, enjoy one of the last few nice days in northern Minnesota, and be transported back in time. So
there are two plays. One of them is called Run to the Roundhouse, Nelly.
He can't corner you there.
He can't you there. And the other one, Grandpa...
Jim is dead.
Grandpa Jim is dead.
Well, Nelly is for obvious reasons. We love train-themed plays, and this is fun, lighthearted melodrama, as your listeners probably know. We expect booing and hissing and cheering and applauding, and this is meant to be a little bit different than perhaps a stuffy stroll through the museum. We hope our strolls aren't stuffy, but this is the complete opposite. We want folks to have fun. So we're just letting loose and cutting back, and hopefully everybody will have a grand old time.
I don't know why they wouldn't. I was looking at, well, the actors who are involved, Kevin Cease being one of them.
Oh my gosh, it's not just Kevin, it's his daughter, Alice, and the Cease family. I got to tell you, that's, for me, working for a non-for-profit here in northern Minnesota, the best part about my job is when the folks in the community get together and help out, and it's just such a nice feeling when everybody, it brings everybody together. Most of the cast, the Almendingers, are in this show, the very talented Katie Carpenter, for the second year in a row. They're sharing their talents, they're pitching in, they're devoting their time, and that's really just been the capper for me.
So if anybody's never been to a melodrama, it's very different than going to a regular play.
You know, it's the archetypal hero and villain story, I guess you could say. But you know, we're really trying to get people to enjoy and to make it known what they think about the bad guys and the good guys.
So, be vocal.
Exactly. Clap, applaud. You can hoot and holler. You really can let it loose, let it all out. We're on the beautiful Beltrami County Fairgrounds, so no neighbors to disturb. Volume is up. We want folks to have a good time, and we want to hear them having a good time.
Doors open at 6.
Yep.
And the play started at 6:30.
6:30 or thereabouts. One of the neat things is we have Lucky Dogs, local business, serving gourmet hot dogs with your choice of side and beverage. So we'll allow a little bit of time to socialize, meet and greet, and have a little grub. And we also have the adult beverages by Bridget's Pub being served at a cash bar on site as well.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
We're talking with Gary Rosman. He's the executive director of the Beltrami County Historical Center Society.
Sure.
And we're talking about the doubleheader of melodramas that are happening tomorrow night at the Beltrami Fairgrounds.
Right. It's the Maryland Shutter Stage. They recently added a nice, neat addition. So we have a place to store our props now, which you'll be seeing. We'll have an opportunity for folks to take pictures with our cast afterwards. And we encourage costumes. The theme is the Old West. So bring your bolo ties and your 10-gallon hats and your boots. And our goal is to convey history by letting folks live it a little bit.
That's excellent. Yeah. So we touched on it earlier, but tell me about it sounds like there's a for a whole year, you're going to be celebrating the women's right to vote?
Sure.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's the centennial anniversary of women's suffrage in Minnesota. We're very proud. We were sort of on the cutting edge of that bell curve. We had a reenactment on the actual day that historically Minnesota legislature passed the amendment. That was earlier this month. Coming up in a couple of months at the History Center, we'll have an exhibit sponsored in part by the League of Women Voters. This is something we'll be celebrating and educating about through public programs, displays, seminars throughout the next 12 months. And I encourage folks to get in touch with us if they're interested or if they have ideas for other ways in which to commemorate the occasion.
Yeah, well, certainly, I think it's just wonderful that you're highlighting this.
It's one of the most important pieces of legislation that has ever, over the last 100 years, of course.
We'll get back to the melodramas now. Yeah. How? So we're going to dress up. We're dressing up. It sounds like the crowd is dressing up.
Yeah.
You're dressed up today as a sheriff.
I like to start early. Yeah. the long arm of the law, I suppose. I'm wearing my, what is this, a wildlife investigator badge from my ranger days.
Yeah,
but we'll pretend this time. Thank you.
So dress up. Head to the Beltrami County Fairgrounds tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Have a hot dog.
Yeah.
Have a beverage of any alcoholic
of
or
choice.
Non-alcoholic. Bring the kids.
Please do, for sure. Last year, it was a really family-friendly affair. We're hoping to repeat it this time. And again, we're so psyched to have a local playwright featured. It's great when we can take advantage of the literary talents of folks around the country, but we're very pleased to be featuring someone, a native son, so to speak. So Roy Booth's, I believe this is the very first production of this particular play here in his hometown. So.
So how has it been bringing a play written by a guy who literally lives a couple blocks from the History Center?
Well, we had to.
How is it bringing that to life?
Yeah, nerve-wracking. We have to be on our game. he comes in sometimes, and we have to be ready and make sure we're on the up and up. I jest, of course. It's been really great, and it's been somewhat a collaborative effort. And it's been neat to be able to tap him for insight and inspiration and guidance while we've been putting the play into production.
That's great. That's Gary Rosman. Head to the Beltrami County Fairgrounds tomorrow night. Support the History Center.
Yes.
And support Roy C. Booth. And you get to see a play written by a local playwright who's world-renowned, actually.
Exactly. One day left to get tickets, 444-3376. Thank you to DJ Aarons, Vicki Stenerson. Our friendly neighborhood emergency management director, Chris Muller, has built the sets, and we're very pleased about that. Sue Bruns and the rest of the board has been helping, and they're out and about selling tickets. So if you spot one of them, let them know you're interested, and we hope to see you out there.
Thanks, Gary, and thanks for all you're doing to bring history alive.
Thanks for having me back here.
Yeah. Erie Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.